This Memorial Day, President Donald Trump did what presidents before him have done. He made a solemn visit to Arlington National Cemetery.
Present!
On! At the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, the president laid a wreath of flowers with a red, white, and blue ribbon. In a speech after the ceremony, Trump highlighted the service of three men who died in Afghanistan. He started with Marine First Lieutenant Robert Kelly, killed in 2010. He was the son of John Kelly, Trump's Secretary of Homeland Security.
Robert died fighting the enemies of all civilizations in Afghanistan. To John, Karen, Heather, Kate, Andrea, and the entire Kelly family, today, 300 million American hearts are joined together with yours.
The president also spoke of Army Specialist Christopher Horton of Oklahoma, who died 6 years ago.
In 2008, Chris enlisted in the Oklahoma Army National Guard. He trained as a sniper, becoming known as one of the best shots anywhere at any time. He was a talented, tough guy.
And the president talked about Green Beret Captain Andrew Byers, who was killed last November while rescuing an Afghan soldier. Trump said the stories of these soldiers are now woven into the soul of our nation.
Brave Americans in every generation have answered the call of duty and won victory for freedom in its hour of need. Today, a new generation of American patriots are fighting to win the battle against terrorism, risking their lives to protect our citizens from an enemy that uses the murder of innocents to wage war on humanity itself.
After his speech, President Trump visited the graves of fallen service members who died in Iraq and Afghanistan, walking among the white marble headstones.